Good morning, Ryersonians. I'm Mahnoor Mubarak.
And I'm Maggie McIntosh. This is the Rye Report for November 16th. We're bringing you the top stories for the week.
This week on the show,
Rye's grad moves to the Mac, a student drug dealer supplies something other than pot, and the interior design program gets a much-needed upgrade. Plus, an interview with Ryerson student Melissa Verge on bedbugs.
Welcome, Ryerson grads, friends and family, to the Mac, for now. Graduates will get their diplomas in the university's athletic center this spring. Because of construction, the ceremony is moving from the Ryerson Theater to the center's arena. The rink has more space than the theater. It allows graduates to bring up to 4 guests instead of 2. Fifth-year English student Sabrina Scandura says she can't wait to graduate.
I'm actually happier about it because now there's more people that you can bring. I have quite a big family and a lot of people who would want to be there. My significant other, I have 2 brothers and my one brother's girlfriend that would probably want to come. I have my 2 parents, I have aunts, uncles, so I've got a lot of people that would want to be there to support me. So still 4 might not be enough, but one of my siblings will just have to probably step aside.
Will this be a temporary change? Rye administration has yet to decide.
Not all students have typical part-time jobs. Some student jobs aren't even legal. In between study breaks, one student sells marijuana to first years in residence. Marijuana will be legalized on July 1st, 2017. Ontario's latest legislation plans to sell the drug at 40 government-regulated stores next summer. If passed, the legislation will slap fines on those who sell marijuana illegally. Dealers could even face jail times. The student drug dealer agreed to an interview on the condition of anonymity. They say despite legalization, smokers will continue to buy from independent dealers. This audio has been distorted to hide their identity.
People that have been using for years aren't going to start wanting to go to the government to get things that they want. Especially because if you come to me, I can tell you exactly what it's like. You know, I can put a name to the experience, and I feel like training government officials to do that is not something that will be the same experience as a pothead talking to a pothead.
The dealer says they think more people will actually start to smoke when pot's legalized.
The School of Interior Design is itself getting redesigned. The Ryerson School received approval on curriculum changes proposed earlier this month. The redesigned curriculum begins next fall. Courses will be shorter and their content more focused. The chair of the curriculum committee, Jonathan Anderson, says the new curriculum makes room for innovative and forward-thinking design processes.
Living with roommates isn't always ideal, especially if they don't pay rent or show up unannounced. That's why all Ryerson residents' mattresses are protected with bedbug covers. Inspectors examine every on-campus room before move-in day, too. But they must have missed some pests the year Ryerson student Melissa Verge lived there. The fourth-year journalism student says she noticed bumps on her arms when she lived on campus. I'm in the studio with Melissa to talk about her experience with bedbugs in ILC. What was it like living at ILC?
It was pretty nice. It was kind of like a hotel. I didn't have to worry about a roommate.
And how did you actually find out that you had bedbugs in your room?
I had all these little like red dots on my arms and on my legs, and I actually found a little bug crawling in my bed, and I poked it with a pen, and it exploded with blood.
Can you tell me a little bit about what it was like to discover you had bed bugs in your residence room?
I was horrified. I spent the night in the bathtub. I don't even like giving blood, so to discover I was basically feeding these bugs every night was pretty disgusting, and I don't really feel like the housing department dealt with it very well. They basically gave me $50 on my laundry card and were like, oh, like, here you go, we're sorry.
That is so awful.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for being on the show, Melissa.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
That's it for today. This is Mahnoor Mubarak.
And I'm Maggie McIntosh.
You've been listening to The Rye Report. Tune in next week as we bring you Ryerson's top stories.